Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity and privilege I have to be back with you again. I want to thank you for tuning in this way today. I hope and pray you continue to tune in to the broadcast and come listening and tell others to listen to the broadcast. We've come for one reason, that is to preach the Word of God, to be obedient to my Lord, and to give you the truth. And I tell you, that's what's going to help you. That's what's going to help everybody. I tell you, we got to have the truth. It's going to help the saved. It's going to help the unsaved. And I tell you, we got to preach it. We got to be instant in season, out of season. We got to preach it, you see. The Bible said, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and sound doctrine. It's got to be sound doctrine. It's got to be out of the Word of God, out of the Bible. We got to preach His Word, you see. That's what Paul told Timothy, preach the Word. Told him to preach it. And Paul said, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. If I don't preach the gospel, he said, woe is me. He said, but if I do it willingly, I have a reward, you see. And we're to preach His Word and be ready to preach, be glad to preach and tell the world and tell all those around about us the truth. Tell them whether it may be cost you friends, it may cost you family sometime. I tell you, you just preach the truth. I tell you, we don't say things to be hurtful and don't say things that are mean. But I tell you, but we preach the Word, and the Word is what judges us. The Word is what will enlighten us, you see. And when we get that, we can do something about our condition. But we can also choose to turn a deaf ear. We can also choose to get upset and angry and turn our head away and turn a deafening ear. In other words, just close up our ears, close our heart up, close our mind up, and we don't hear it, you see. And we have a choice to do that, but it's a bad choice, you see. When the Word of God is being preached, you got to listen to it. You got to examine yourself. And I tell you, when you do, you have hope of getting out of your condition, out of your confusion, out of your problems. I tell you, this is what the Word of God will do. And I'm thankful we have the Word of God. And the Word of God is quick. It's very powerful. And it does show us ourselves. It gives us the discerning of the very secret intent and the thought of our heart. No man knows his own heart. The heart of the flesh now is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things. And who can know it? It's desperately wicked. I'm talking about the heart of the flesh. I'm talking about the fleshly man. It's desperately wicked. Now in the inward man, Paul said, therefore that dwelleth no good thing in me, that is in his flesh, he said. In parentheses, he said, in my flesh. Now, in our hearts and in our inward man, we've got the Spirit of the living God. And I tell you, He lives there. And He's the Lord of our life. And He leads and guides us and directs us. And He convicts us. And I tell you about ourselves. When we make a mistake, we grieve the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of promise, which is in us until the day of redemption. We will grieve the Holy Spirit. When we do, I tell you, we go and take it to the Lord. And we ask Him to have mercy and help us. Now, we're not to just run in willful acts of sin and just say, God's going to forgive me and God's gave me a license to sin. Not so. God's going to whip you. The Bible said, being as I love, I rebuke and chasten them. He said, therefore, Paul said, therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. And so God's going to deal with His people. You better believe it. God said, vengeance is mine. I shall repay thus, saith the Lord. He said, touch not, handle not the unclean things. You see, and I'll be there. I'm your God, and I'll fellowship with you. My Father, Jesus said, will come and make Himself known unto you when you give Him your whole heart. But when you run in your flesh, you run in the world and mix and mingle and compromise with the things of the flesh, you're going to lose your fellowship, and the devil's going to come and defeat you. He's going to come to kill you. And I tell you, if you'll turn to God, ask Him to have mercy on you and help you, restore you, He will. He'll forgive you and help you, you see. But the devil's out to deceive you. The devil's out to kill God's people. I tell you, his goal is to stop people from being saved. And what he does, he starts with the saved to stop them, you see, make them to be have a bad testimony before others, you see, cause a confusion and all kind of problems before the unsaved. And when they see that, I tell you, it hinders them. But I tell you, we must stand up for the truth, speak the truth. If we don't, no one has any hope. We got to speak the truth. I tell you, when we do, it's going to be a light and a help to everyone. The Bible said here, for because of these things coming, the wrath of God upon the children disobedient. Ephesians 5, it talks about this, that we're to be followers of the Lord as dear children. We're to follow Him and be dear children, be obedient children unto the Lord. And we're to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but walking as wise and walking in the wisdom of God, you see, that we might be a light and a help to a lost and dying world. We're not to live in sin. We're not to live in fornication and covetousness and uncleanness. The Bible saying where it ought not to be named among you, become as saints, nor filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor uncovetous man, who is an idolater, have any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not therefore partakers with them. Don't be partakers. Don't live like the world. You see, they're going to hell. They're going to lose if they don't get saved, you see. But we that are saved, we're not that. We're not them. We're the ones that have the Spirit of living God. We are the ones that are saved, you see. And I tell you, we're to live for the Lord. And we're not to live after our flesh. If we live after our flesh, the Bible said we shall die. But Paul said, therefore crucify, mortify, and put to death the deeds of the body, that we might please the Lord, that we might glorify His name. You see, a child of God can get in sin. A child of God can do things that's not right. That doesn't mean he loses his salvation. No, he loses his fellowship. She loses her fellowship, and God's going to deal with them. He's going to correct them because they belong to Him. Many as I love and I rebuke and chasten. When you're a child of His, He will rebuke you. He will deal with you, you see. And I tell you, if you're a child of the devil, I tell you, you belong to the devil, you see. And God wants you to come to Him. He wants you to be saved, you see. But the Bible said in verse 7, be ye not therefore partakers with them. Don't be partakers with the world. Be not therefore partakers with them, for you were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Don't walk like them. Don't look like them. Don't smell like them. He's talking that we're to be different, you see. We're to not to live in darkness, because He brought us out of darkness and into the light. And we're to be the children of light. We're to be the ones that to shed forth light and understanding and wisdom, you see, before this lost and dying world. We're the ones to be a good example before them. We're the ones that have the fruit of the Spirit, and is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Do what's acceptable to the Lord, and be light, bright and shining light. He said, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. We're to reprove them. Now, even when we don't even say anything, if we're living right before the lost and for people, I tell you, we're living in the Lord and we're having the fellowship with Him. We're not running after the flesh and the sins. I tell you, all these types of sins. I tell you, but we're going to reprove them by the way that we live, you see. And we also, we preach it to them. And we preach it in love, you see. But our works are to convict people of their works, you see. Now, there's different types of sin. There's a willful acts of sins. And there's things that we know are wrong and you're not to do them. But even at your best state, even the thoughts of foolishness is sin. And I tell you, the devil runs foolish thoughts through everybody's mind. You just got to cast it down, not to entertain it. I tell you, but that is sin within itself. And there's different types of sins. But we're to confess our sin daily. Whatever it is, we're to confess it. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. For it's a shame even to speak of those things which are done in them in secret. I tell you what people are doing in secret. The unsaved, I tell you especially. I mean, there they are. They're doing things they think God don't see them. But God does see it. He knows everything. Nothing's hidden, you see. He said, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Everything. God knows everything. And I tell you, your sin is going to find you out. Be sure your sin will find you out. I tell you, it's going to come back on you. You sow to the flesh, to your flesh, you're going to reap corruption. You do sow in the Spirit, you're going to reap bountifully, you see. You're going to reap good things, and God's going to bless you. Wherefore, He saith, awake, thou that sleepest. Arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but it's wise. We're to walk in wisdom. We're to walk in understanding. We're to walk and be careful about what we're doing and what we're saying and our expressions and everything that we do. We ought to be very careful of what we're doing and who's around us, you see. We're to go. The Bible said we're the light of the world and we're the salt of the earth. And our conversation ought to be seasoned with salt that we might be able to help all those that hear us. You see, we're to be a good example. And I see that's for the children of God. He said, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We got but a short time in this life, you see. We got a short time. And I tell you, we cannot be unwise. We got to walk in wisdom. We got to have understanding. We got to know what God's will is for our life and where to go and do it and where to redeem our time, knowing that the time is short, knowing that we cannot get yesterday back, knowing we can't change yesterday, but we can make good of today and we can make good of tomorrow if God lets us see it. But see, we got to redeem our time. We got to be very of reverence to the Lord and always living to Him and walking circumspectly among people, among the sinners. But before God, we're to be clean, the best of our ability to be clean, to be honest before Him. You see, every day we got to have a spiritual bath. Some people don't understand this. Some people think they're perfect. Some people think that they don't commit sin, but they do. Every day, everybody does. And I tell you, we've got to confess it every day. That's not so much willful acts. I'm not saying you're running and cussing. I'm not saying you're in adultery. I'm not saying those types of things. But I'm talking about just at your very best state. The Bible said we're altogether vain. In the book of 1 John says, we say we have no sin, we're not telling the truth. He said, but we're to confess our sins to God who's faithful and just to cleanse. He said, now I write unto you, children, that you sin not. But if you do, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. We don't have to get saved again if we make mistake, if we fall to sin. No, we're to come and we can get it right before God. And I tell you, He'll forgive us and cleanse us and set us back down at His table to feed us and to fellowship with us. But when sin enters in, it breaks the fellowship, not your citizenship. He sealed me forever. By one offering, He perfected forever them that are sanctified. And when He saved me, He sanctified me and sealed me with His Holy Spirit to the day of promise. And I tell you, everybody saved's got that. I tell you, everybody does. And the Bible said, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, where is the excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. We're not to be drunk with the wine, which is the way in the mixture of the world. We're not to look like the world. That's what He's telling you here. We're not to act like the unsaved. He said, be not therefore partakers with them. He said, now you can do that, but God's going to deal with you, whip you, and you're going to miss out. You're going to lose things. And not only that, you're going to cause others go to hell because you're living a life that's confusing unto them. We're to give them hope. We're to pray them in. We can't pray them in if we're not living right. We got to walk right, talk right every day. Come before God, you see. But these willful acts of sin, we've got power over them. We have that. And I tell you, but if we're to go unto God and each and every day and look at ourselves real good, and I tell you, there's things in your life and in your heart you don't even realize you have them. God help you. But my time's so quickly coming going today. But the Bible said here, He said, be not drunk with wine, which is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Filled with the Spirit, not the world, not the flesh, but filled with the Spirit. And speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and make it bell in your heart. My friend today, if you're not saved, my prayer to God is you get by yourself somewhere and call on God, ask Him to have mercy upon your sinners, save your soul. Don't let up until you know that He saved you. And if you are saved, get where you can really serve Him and be in full fellowship. God bless you in Jesus' precious name and amen.